140 years ago, this past Thursday evening, one of America's leading Shakespearean actors played his most notable and venal role offstage. John Wilkes Booth made his way through a theater audience to a balcony box and shot Abraham Lincoln in the back of the head as the 16th President of the United States watched the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Lincoln died the next morning, April 15, 1865, the first American president to be killed by an assassin. Ford's Theater was gutted later that year. Following a complete restoration, the theater reopened in 1968. It's now used to stage plays, and this past Friday, visitors came to hear the story of Lincoln's assassination. Park Ranger Jeff Leary took us on a tour.
The president left the White House sometime before 8 o'clock, came down 10th Street, stopped directly in front of the theater. Mary Todd Lincoln, Major Rathbone, and his fiancée, Clara Harris, departed the carriage about 8:30 and entered the front of the theater.
Through these doors?
Through these doors. The president and his party then would have proceeded up the spiral staircase to the second level.
With the president were Major Rathbone and his fiancée, Clara Harris. The couple were last-minute guests of the president and Mrs. Lincoln's.
That night, they had sold as many as 1,700 tickets. So you can probably imagine how crowded it would have been up in this level. The president is proceeding across the back level here. The actress on stage looks up, sees the president, stops the play, goes to the orchestra leader. He strikes up with Hail to the Chief, and everybody in this theater stands up and starts to applaud and clap.
As the president is working
his way. As the president and his party is working his way to the box.
So we're right at center stage where the staircase comes out. So he has half the theater to walk around.
Yes. There would have probably been people standing back in this area, not only in the seats. So it would have taken them a while to work their way through the crowds and finally into the box.
And the way it looks today, the way we're walking now, would essentially have been the way it looked.
Essentially it would be. Now the interior of the theater is rebuilt. But when they rebuilt it, they used drawings and photographs that they had of the interior to reproduce it exactly as it would have looked that night, with, of course, the exception of the modern amenities that we have today.
Now we're standing in front of a yellow door, and would this be the door where they entered?
Not the exact door, but this is the location where the original door would have been located, and this is what we call the exterior door. There are actually two more doors inside. So when we go through this outer door, you're going to notice two more doors in front of us, which were doors number 7 and 8.
Lead the way.
Now, as you enter the vestibule, you're going to notice how small this area is.
Oh, this is a closet.
And we have doors number 7 and 8.
And there's a sign next to door 7, and it says, Booth entered here. So he would have opened this door that I'm facing.
Yes, and when you look through the glass window, you're going to notice the red rocking chair. That's a reproduction of the original. It's seated in the same location that the president's chair would have been that night. So you notice if Booth enters this door, he is standing directly behind the president, less than a foot away.
And I see the red settee.
Correct.
Where his guests were.
Major Rathbone was on the red settee, and Clara Harris would have been in the individual chair slightly in front of him against the railing.
Booth fired his derringer, striking the president just above his left ear. Lincoln slumped forward. Major Rathbone rose to confront the intruder. Booth pulled a knife and slashed at Rathbone, slicing a gash in the major's left arm from his elbow to his shoulder. Rathbone reeled back. Booth moved to climb onto the balcony railing. Rathbone, recovering, reached forward for Booth, grabbing at his leg. The actor turned assassin caught his spur in bunting on the front of the box and fell to the stage. People in the theater realized he had been shot. What happened? What happened to the president?
Well, there was a young military doctor seated up in here in the second level. His name was Charles Leal. Dr. Leal was the first of four doctors to work their way through the crowds and into the box. Once he entered the box, he instantly realized that the wound was mortal. So Dr. Leo and some soldiers picked up the president, and they very gingerly carried him out onto 10th Street.
The theater is full, panic is happening, and there's not a lot of room on that aisle.
There was a military officer. He took his sword out and he cleared a path for the soldiers and for the doctors to get the president outside.
And where'd they go down these, back down the stairs?
They would have actually gone back down the spiral staircase. They walked out onto 10th Street, and when they were out on 10th Street, Dr. Leo happened to look up, and standing directly across the street on the porch of the Peterson Borden House was a young man. He had a candle in his hand, and I presume realizing what was happening, said, "Bring him in here, bring him in here."
They carried Lincoln across 10th Street to Peterson's boarding house. Lincoln died at 7:22 the next morning. John Wilkes Booth fled Washington on horseback, riding into southern Maryland and across into Virginia. 12 days after he shot President Lincoln, Booth was found by Union troops hiding in a tobacco shed in Port Royal, Virginia. Booth refused to surrender and was shot while the shed burned around him.